Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart.
10 dimensions of man's call. You could interject the word God, 10 dimensions of God's call, God's call to man. I've titled it The 10 Dimensions of Man's Call. The first dimension we took a look at was the dimension in which we are created by God. We are created by God. Dimension number two is the dimension by which we are blessed by God. Dimension three was the dimension by which God speaks to us. That's an amazing thing. When you think about it, the creator of the universe speaks to us, talks to us. His kind intention is towards us. Dimension number four of man's call is that we are commanded to be fruitful. We are commanded to be fruitful. I believe that's where we finished last time, if I'm correct. At number four or number five? Number five. Okay, at number five, we are approved. There's a dimension in which we are approved to multiply. Okay, let's pick up on dimension number five of the call, or the dimensions of man's call. Dimension five, we are approved to multiply. Probably all of us that are adult, that have received a credit card or have credit cards, which I'm sure most of us probably do, probably received at some time in the mail, or maybe still do receive credit card offers, right? Or they want to increase your credit line. Or if you don't pay it right, they'll decrease. They'll decrease it or put a stop on it. You can't use it till you pay it up. But what I want to look at is they say you have been approved for X amount of dollars. But if you're smart, you tear that stuff up and you throw it in the garbage, right? You don't sign up for it or receive it because they've approved you for $1,000 or $10,000 or whatever. But the point is tonight that there's sometimes you are approved, some things you are approved for that you never act on. You don't get involved with. You don't use it. You don't accept it. Well, we have been approved to multiply, but that isn't a given that we will multiply. It's, in a sense, like being a hearer of the word, but not a doer. It's not the hearer that is justified, but the doer. Oftentimes we can hear things and it sounds good. We know it's true. We give mental consent, but we must take it further than just giving mental consent to it and allow it to be outworked in our life. In other words, when that test comes, when the Bible says, love them that persecute you, amen. Preach. I know you right. Bless them that curse you. Woo, hallelujah. Right? Then you get on the job. And you get in that situation. And all of a sudden, the persecution is coming. And all that mental consent that you gave has to be outworked in order for you to be approved. See, we want approval, and we've been approved to multiply. But there's something you got to do. You got to act on some things to get that approval. How many know we're already blessed? Ephesians 1 and 3. That new car, that home, you know, these material things that we have need of or that we desire. Tell somebody, I'm already blessed. I've been approved. But there must come an outworking. And that's where the rubber meets the road, and that's where life becomes real. You know, things have to take place in real time. You know, we can reach out there and we can visualize, we can dream. All these things are important. But now there comes an outworking. And this is what we want to take a look at, that we are approved to multiply. Tell someone, I'm bound to multiply. Okay, so God has approved us to multiply. But let's take a look in Hebrews chapter 6. I'll start at verse 1. The scripture says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And verse 3, interesting, it says, and this will we do if God permit. This we will do if God permit. In other words, if God approves. You see, there are some places we cannot go, some increases that are inherently through our covenant with God that are our inherent rights, but that it has to pass on an individual and corporate basis. It has to pass God's approval or get God's permission. It's like you wanting to give your five-year-old keys to the car. You know, you can't, you know, one day they're going to grow up and they're going to be driving. And, you know, you want to prepare for that and that, but 5 years old is not the time to permit them. They can't even see over the steering wheel or touch the brake or the accelerator. But you understand what I mean? So there has to come some things. And so he's saying here in Hebrews 6, go back to verse 1. Leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. There are some things that you and I, after a given length of time, and only God knows the time span or how much time it takes individually and corporately, but some things we must leave behind. In other words, some things are no longer a question in my mind. You know, I can't be getting up every other morning asking God, am I saved? Lord, do you really love me? You understand? So there are certain principles of the doctrine of Christ. Let us go on unto perfection or to maturity, to maturation. Some things have to mature in order to get the stamp of approval. Poof, this one passed. Toom. Pass it on to the next level, to the next dimension. That dimension of multiplying. It has to pass the stamp of God's approval. So when you're always arguing about, you baptize in Jesus' name. You know, I ain't got nothing against nobody, but I mean, let's leave those things behind and go on to perfection. You baptize in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. What name of your church? You speak in tongues? As Spirit give utterance. You know, people are on lockdown on certain things, and all these things are good, and some are absolutely necessary, but don't stop there. Those are the basic principles. That was boot camp. You know, we came on through there. Now let us go on to perfection or to maturity. Why? Why do we want to do that? Because I want God's approval. He goes on to say, of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, and of the resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permit. We must leave the elementary teachings and let's press on to maturity. I was saying last time how David was preparing to build the house of God, and God said, your hands are bloody, but I will raise up a seed of yours that will build it. And so David began to gather all the materials, and it wasn't quite time because he says Solomon was still young and tender. He hadn't toughened up yet. Solomon did toughen up, because all of David's enemies that remained, Solomon had them taken out. And he was a very wise man. But at the time, he was still tender. In other words, there was God's eternal approval, but the time wasn't yet to stamp the approval. You understand? See, God has approved you. God, you are approved for a lot of things. It's over your life. You are a child of destiny. But you hold the key. Your boss don't hold the key. Your job doesn't hold the key. Hello? People that are over you in authority don't hold the key. You hold the key if you'll learn to leave some things behind that are immature. You know, struggling all the time with murmuring. Just can't stop talking about people or about things or complaining. You know, you need to cut that off. And you know what? You have power to cut that off. You know, being slothful, or not pressing to church when you ought to press to church. Being approved. The Bible says that first and foremost, a man must be found faithful. I'll go as far as to say God doesn't even want to work with you. Now, he'll love you because he's our Father. He's a Father. He'll love you. He'll care for you. He don't want to work with you unless you're faithful. You don't even like working with people that ain't faithful. Amen. Here, you got a big job to do tomorrow, and all the crew call in sick. Now, you want people that are going to be faithful. Amen. Moreover, it is required in a steward, God says, that a man be found faithful. Now, I understand there are always times where things happen, but we're not talking about those times. We're talking about the spirit of faithfulness. So if we're going to be approved to multiply, we want to multiply money, handle the money you have right now, right? It sounded like that amen was in slow motion. Amen. No, we want it to multiply, handle it right. I said, we want money to multiply. You got to handle it right. God watching how you handle money. How you spend money. Where you spend money. Where you give money and where you don't give money. God watches all that. But in order for things to multiply, anything to multiply, it must find the approval. See, some things can grow. You know, cancer is a cell that grows out of, you know, it just multiplies. It grows out of proportion. It just multiplies. It just grows. You know, the cancer cell. So all growth is not good. If it's not a good, you understand what I mean? So you have to find or want the growth that is approved of God. We don't want to just grow. We don't just be a bunch of folk meeting here and, you know, everybody's on another frequency and everybody do their own thing and nobody's, you know, tied into the vision of the house or nobody works together. Folk don't get along. We don't want that. That's a country club. We're the church. And we want to grow. We want to move in the same direction. We're on a mission. We have a destiny that's tied together. Amen.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 3 of 10 Dimensions of Man's Call. You have been approved to multiply, but it is not a given that you will. If you are a hearer of the word, but not a doer, you will see no fruit. You must give more than mental consent. Allow the word to be outworked in your life. Leave the elementary teachings and press on to maturity. Hebrews 6:1 states, "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God." You hold the key.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.